America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to our Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. I hope you had a great time in your house of the Lord last night. And I hope that God is blessing your church, and I hope you're in unison and wanting to see people get saved. You know, friend, in 1975, a group of men came down Mastonia Church Road over in Ronda, North Carolina, and won my mama to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God, you know, our family got in church, and I've been preaching now. I'm into my 42nd year preaching the Bible, and I'd never got saved had mama not got saved. And I thank God for what God has done. Go tell somebody about the Lord when He gives you opportunity. Would you do that? Father, will you take our broadcast and use it, Lord, for your glory? In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. Being spiritual in unspiritual times. Let's go back to the message. You bring a baby around. I've watched them. Amen. Why? Listen. Why women will flock over that baby? Amen. One preacher said. He said his baby was born, and he was a pastor, and they went home that night, and the baby cried all night long. And his wife said, "I don't know what in the world's wrong with this baby." Said it's cried all night. And the preacher said, "I do." Said, "If you'd been passed through 100 hands at church, you'd be crying all night too." Amen. I mean, they'd pass that baby around, this and healthy, that and healthy, that, and got him all upset. But you know what, people? But let me tell you, how many of us get excited over a newborn Christian? How many of us get excited over our daddy getting saved? Or our mama getting saved? By the way, getting saved ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Amen. Listen, you got to be saved in order to go to heaven. Being saved, you say, "Well, preacher, I'm just shy." Well, you know what that is? That's the devil. It really is. You say, "I'm shy about witnessing." That is the devil. We need to realize that's the devil. I need to be more bold. By the way, you know how you get bold in witnessing? Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, I ain't talking about a second blessing. I'm talking about getting God. You've already got Him when you get saved, but get filled with Him. Amen. The Bible said, "When the Spirit of God has come upon you, you'll be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the other most parts of the earth." You know what? It took the Spirit of God. Brother, I believe before you ever go knock on the door, you ought to pray. This is where I failed many times. Many times I'd go knock on the door. I wasn't full of God. I was wanting to go home. I thought, "Boy, this is my last door. I can go to the house." Amen. I'd go to soul winning visitation just to say I went. Well, that ain't no good. But, oh, let me tell you something. I tell you one thing. Sometimes I went and I seen results of it. Amen. I want you to know Ruth got saved. People are still getting saved. You want to stir a church up? You say, "Preacher, our church is dead, and our church is so cold that if you brought a milk cow down the aisle, she'd be giving popsicles before she got to the altar." I'm going to tell you what will liven that place up. You get somebody saved this week and pray for them, and maybe they come Sunday and get saved, and it'll light me. By the way, there ain't nothing but the Bible said the angels in heaven rejoice when people get saved. You're going to tell me there won't be some rejoicing? Somebody may say, "Woo, glory to God." There ain't nothing wrong with that. You say, "Preacher, that scares me." No, you're going to have a tough time in heaven. Oh, you're going to have a tough time in heaven. Amen. We go to shouting and praising God in heaven. Amen. I want you to know the biggest thing that ought to cheer us is people getting saved by the grace of God. In 1999, and I believe it was in the baseball playoffs in 1989, it was the New York Mets against the Atlanta Braves. And I got into that. I really did. And for all you Braves fans, I just tell you, I wasn't a Braves fan. And I was pulling for the New York Mets. New York Mets were beat up. They were hurt. They were beat up that year, I think. Or maybe that was the next year they were beat up so bad. But anyway, they played, and it was like one of the final games to see who would go to the World Series. I think the Braves finally beat them. America, you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.